Hello, everyone. Welcome tonight. I am Coach Lisa here with you. This is our body image and sex call that we do monthly. As everyone comes in, if you know right away you want coaching tonight, please raise your hand. If you are not sure if you'd like coaching tonight, how about you just raise your hand and you can come on up with me and we can chat about whatever it is that brought you to this call. Again, as everybody gets in here, I am Coach Lisa, and we do these calls monthly. So once a month, usually seems to be around the third Tuesday of the month, you'll find me here. I'm open to anything you want to talk about. Tonight, I kind of prepared a little bit that we would try to talk about how to boost your sexual confidence through intimacy and connection. I know it's something that has come up a lot in previous calls, so I have some ideas on that for you. But again, we are here for coaching. So if anybody does want to talk about something that's going on with you, if you just want to share something that is going well for you, that would be great too. So you can just raise your hand. The other thing that you can do is you guys can chat in the chat. I will be kind of keeping an eye on it, but not really. So feel free to chat there with each other. I'd love to know where people are from. Sugarland, Texas. Cold. Yes, I've had friends in Florida sending me their videos of the snow that they have, and that's insane. But in case you didn't know, I'm from Canada. I'm not sure I have a lot of sympathy. You guys down there don't normally get all that snow. We're getting it every winter. Oh, I'm just kidding. I actually have sympathy for you. Freezing in Chicago, Arizona. Chancey from Arizona. Is it okay? So is it freezing in Arizona? Try to do my geography in my head here, but the other thing I want you to keep in mind is set your chat to everyone. I see a couple of you, it says hosts and panelists. So I want you to set your chat to everyone. That way, everybody will be able to see it. Minus 42. Lori, where are you from? Where is it? Minus 42. Now, I'm Canadian, so we do whatever it is we do up here. Celsius, Fahrenheit. Oh, guys, I can never tell. Minnesota. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, freezing up in Michigan. Yes, that's Dawn. That was the same temperatures we were having here. I live north of Toronto. So that's the way it's been. California, let's say, Aubrey, how are you doing in California? I know that's been pretty scary lately with the fires. So I'm hoping that you're in a part that is very safe and everything is okay there. Okay, I'm gonna check. Okay, nobody has their hand raised yet. That's okay. Snow is melting in Texas, thankfully. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, so okay, Coach Christy and I got on live on Facebook on Monday morning, and the idea of weather came up, I guess, because weather's been so off and on. And the labels that we have for comfort food, that kind of thing with eating. Does any of that play over into your body image and sex? Like, I mean, we tend to find a lot of people trying to stay warm at this time of year. So what do you think? Are we going to have a baby boom at some point? When would that be? 9 months from now, from everybody down south that's freezing these few days? Would be kind of funny. Would be kind of funny. I know that happened one time when we had a huge power outage in like 20 to 2008. And then there was like a baby boom 9 months later. So I don't know. Does anybody else find that that has an effect on intimacy, that kind of thing? 11 degrees in coastal Connecticut. Goodness gracious. Wow, it's cold everywhere. It's cold everywhere. So we have to keep warm. All right. So if we're going to talk about how to boost your sexual confidence through intimacy and connection while people decide whether they're going to raise their hands for some coaching, I have a few different ideas. One is to start by celebrating your body's abilities. I think so many people are focused on what we can't do or what's difficult to do, especially as we're on our weight loss journeys and we're losing weight, or maybe we haven't lost that much weight yet. We want to focus on what you can do rather than how you think your body looks or all the things that you can't do. Start by appreciating your body's strength and the resilience and its capacity for pleasure, because that's one that we often miss, is the capacity your body has for pleasure. It's in there. We just got to find it and practice it and try different things. And now I'll come, that's going to come next in some of the other comments that I have here. One of the ways to celebrate your body's abilities is a gratitude journal. So listing things that you love about your body or things that you like about your body, like certain things like how you are able to hug loved ones or how you're able to cuddle with somebody, like that kind of thing. The things that your body can do for you, is definitely one. That's what we want to kind of look at, is are we able to dance, that type of thing. What can your body do? What are your body's strengths? I'll go through a couple of more. I do have a hand raised, but I'll go through a couple of more before I pull you up, Anne-Marie, and anybody else that wants their hand raised, make sure you raise your hand. So another one is when you're trying to build your sexual, your confidence, is dressing in things that make you feel good, right? Like wearing clothing, experimenting with lingerie or different fabrics. Like you can look at different textures, fabrics to see things that really make you feel good and that you feel good wearing. That can be something to look at too. Another one that's sort of along those, not really what you're wearing, but like blankets. I tell you, I got the most amazing blankets for Christmas for my daughter. They just feel like velvet and they are so nice. There's something that just feels so nice on your skin. And it just, it's hard to not have that kind of sexy feeling when you just, when you're, you know, touching it on your body. So things like that can really help to kind of set the mood. They can also help to just make you feel sort of sexy and intimate and connected. If you're doing it with a partner, the connection with them, if you share something like that. So Chansey says, I do 5 gratitudes for myself every day, and I've seen such a difference in how I appreciate myself. Yes, it does take some time, because what it does is when we first do it, we're doing it with some real specific intention, but gradually over time, the effect that things like that have are that your brain starts to know, hey, look, she's going to want me to write this shit down every day. So every day it's going to have you looking for, okay, what might the things that I write down today be? So that's what makes it like kind of compound over time, because then you start thinking about it more and more outside of the time that you're writing it, because your brain is on alert. I got to find these things. So we're ready for the time she's going to want to write them down. Jean commented, a heated plush throw. Oh, that would be amazing, especially as it's freezing, as we're all complaining how freezing we are. But yeah, that can definitely add to the sexiness, the intimacy, and that's what we're looking for, right? So, and then we have, Carolyn says, I'm infinitely grateful that my body is excellent at breathing. Oh, it is the most basic thing and it gives me life. Absolutely, Carolyn. I mean, where would you be without that, right? I do have a question in the Q&A as well, and I just want to remind anybody else who doesn't know, you can post questions in the Q&A. You can post them. Yeah, exactly, Carolyn. We'd be dead. You can post them anonymously, or you can post them with your name. Doesn't matter to me. We will definitely look at them. I'm going to give you a third one idea of how to boost your sexual confidence through the intimacy and connection. The third one I have is exploring sensual touch without the judgment. So what we want to do is spend time exploring your own body through touch so that you can understand what feels good. And I think this is going to apply to some of the questions that I have. Practicing self-massage, body mapping, like focusing on the sensations. And if you haven't been to one of these calls before, go back to May or June and watch the replay, I think it is. There was one where we specifically went through an exercise of touch and and really talked about how to experience the sensation in that exercise. So go back and watch those replays to find that. And maybe we'll do that again on another call. And the next thing is if you've got a partner, you can also then invite them to join you in that sensual, non-sexual touch. So there's a bit of a difference, right? It can be sensual without being sexual. Like that's when it's kind of we're not the end game is not like intercourse. This is just a focus on feeling and touch and just that the sensations, knowing what you like and don't like in that sense can really be helpful and empowering. And that's sort of what we're talking about here is how to feel confident, how to feel empowered. Luann says that she got here late, so she wanted me to repeat the first two. Well, I can, Luann. Are you going to put your hand up for coaching though? Because that's what we're all here for. So I need more hands for coaching. But number one was celebrate your body's abilities. That's why we were talking about the gratitude, appreciate your body, what it can do, except not what it can't do, and not how it looks, appreciating what it can do. And then dressing or engaging with fabrics, clothing that you feel really good in. So I'm going to bring Anne Marie up and we will do some coaching and our chat, whatever it is Anne Marie would like. And then I will get to some of the questions in the Q&A. So again, if anybody else would like to raise their hand for coaching, feel free. One other thing that I will say as Anne Marie starts to join us here is what a lot of people actually I was surprised didn't know is that, hello, Anne Marie,
Hi.
just one moment, if you don't mind bearing with me, I'm going to do like a little shameless sales pitch that this is what I do in no BS is I am a private coach. So if there's anything that you want to work on with a private coach, we offer it as an add-on to the membership outside of these calls where I meet with people privately, one-on-one. And currently I was able to open up three more spots for private coaching. So if that's something you're interested in, you can always reach out to me and by email at support@pnptribe.com or just go to the website and sign up. So, Anne Marie, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for doing these calls. I love
Well,
listening to the
oh, good. I'm
replays.
so glad.
So my question, I guess, has to do with body image and dating as a plus size woman. I haven't dated in about 2 or 3 years. And a big part of getting back into it is just how fucking hard it was. Like, as being this, I feel like it's mostly being this size. You know, I am in
So
Southern
tell me about
California.
how that connects.
Well, when you try the apps,
Yes.
you know, I just feel like the type of guys that my smaller friends
Yes.
get connected with are not the type that I get connected with. And
Okay.
then like just go out and have fun. I'm like, but these guys are weird. It's like they're either like fetishizing me, or they are
Okay.
like I don't know, they're not somebody that like I would choose. And I feel like
Okay.
so yeah, it just feels like I'm so limited because of the body that I'm in.
So, what if the apps didn't exist? What would you do?
I would go to the bar.
Okay, is that an option now?
I mean, I never had a problem like, well, I'll just be super honest. I never had a problem like going out and getting laid.
Yeah.
But it's like being in the relationship and like having the talk. Like, I am trying to lose weight, you know, like this isn't the body that I want to stay in. And then like,
So is that why the fetishy people don't work out? Is because like that's what they're into, is that? The body size?
I think so, like, you know, it never gets far enough to meet those people in person. I kind of weed them out
Okay.
pretty quick.
Okay.
It's not what I'm into.
Yes.
I don't think that's what I would be into.
Maybe we've just opened the door here. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't
Maybe. I
know.
mean, definitely what I'm definitely into like experimenting and finding out, right?
Yeah.
Like if you don't know, why not find out? But it's just curious that your brain is like very convinced that it's way harder to get to the relationship stage. Because you know what? A lot of women would say, that's so hard to get laid.
It's
Like, I
not.
just think, I don't know. Like, my weight just holds me back. But that's
Yeah.
not your story, right?
No.
No. So, what's the difference? Like, what
I
happens
think
after?
so. It's mostly about one is just about having fun and that physical connection. And the other one is being in the relationship and having to explain, this isn't, I don't love this body that you met me in. I'm trying to change it. I'm trying to lose weight. So I'm going to be doing this, and then either them being yeah, that's awesome, please. Or what? No, don't change anything. So, and I know I have to do it for myself, but it just adds another component that's another layer of a something in a relationship.
Okay.
And
So
I've
part of me just wants to like be like, oh, I get it. So what the hell do I know? I'm not dating. I don't know. But then another part of me is like, does it have to? Like, I'm curious. Do you work?
Yes.
Okay, you got a job. What do you do?
I'm a psychiatric nurse.
Okay. So do you have to explain to people when you're dating your job aspirations and where you plan to go with your job?
Yeah, I mean, that's another part that they don't get is my job.
Okay.
But I don't know
I guess what I'm hearing from you is that we're attaching this meaning to that you're on this weight loss journey, maybe. Is that what it is? And that they have to. I'm not even sure. What would be the right answer from them?
Well, they can accept it. I
But
mean, this is
they can't
probably,
get too excited about it, right?
but they can't get too excited.
They can't get too excited. Okay, I'm trying to be this person. They can't get too excited because then we're like, what? Don't you like me the way I am? But they can't be against it because then we're like, but no, I think I want to change and I'm working on this.
And I just saw in the chat something pop up why do you have to tell them at all? And it's well, don't know. I feel like if they bring over a dessert or something and I didn't have it on my plan, then I or they come over and they see my planner out and they're like, "Oh, what's this? No BS weight loss." Then I have to explain it. And I can tell them, it's just for me. But if they bring over dessert, like I was saying, and it's not on the plan, and then I say, "Oh, I'm not going to eat that today," I mean, a part of me is like, "Oh, that's fine if they have an attitude about it," or they're like, "Oh, I wanted to share this with you." I don't know. I guess I'm thinking back to my last relationship a lot. And it was, I don't want to say it was a big deal, but it was definitely another layer to it.
Because so what, how long were you in a relationship with that person?
Just over 2 years.
And were you in no BS the whole time? Were you not? What was your deal there?
I joined about a year in.
Okay. So about a year in, you found this and then you what happened?
I wanted to share it with him. You know, that's one thing, like something you're
Okay.
excited about and something that's important to you. You want your partner to at least know what you're doing.
Okay.
You know, and the day after I told him about it, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna start planning foods. I'm probably gonna not like you know, like my diet's gonna start looking different. I don't care what you do, but I'm
Okay.
gonna start making different choices. He brought over a whole fucking German chocolate cake.
Okay.
And like you know, I was like, I'm not gonna have that, at least tonight. I didn't put it on my plan. And it was like a
Did you ever ask
conversation.
him what that was about?
Yeah, he just said he wasn't thinking.
Oh, okay.
But then it happened a lot.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know he didn't think about a lot of things, but
Okay. So in
you know.
hindsight, we can kind of see that maybe it was just him being him and not thinking about things in that way. Is that what you mean?
Maybe. Yeah. I was going to try to write down some notes so I didn't sound so all over the place, but I didn't get a chance.
No worries at all. No, you sound amazing. It's cool. I'm very pleased that you came up. So that's sort of what we want to think about is what is our part in it? What is our part in making it a big deal? Because I don't know if we've talked about different things like that in the past too, where if someone brings you something, we've lots of options. Somebody brings over dessert. What I'm hearing you say is your brain is triggered to go, but that's not on my plan. That, and like, so I can't have it. I don't. And so now I have to explain this whole plan to them, and I gotta make them understand why I'm not going to. Another option could be, oh, that looks great. I think I've had enough for today, though. I could give you another option. If you know they've brought it, eat less dinner. Have some. It's such a pivotal point of that. Well, what if this wasn't a big deal? Right? And this we cover so much in all the different weight loss coaching and stuff, but it's I can see for your brain, it's attaching it to the relationship thing. And it sounds like because it's come up in the past relationship and been kind of a sore spot. Is that correct?
Yeah, in the last two relationships, I guess.
Okay. So what I would suggest you work on is how can I not make it a big deal? Kind of like, you probably wouldn't discuss deodorant brands that you use or shampoo products and be like, hey, are you on board that like this is the kind of shampoo stuff I have? Or this is the toothpaste brand that I use. Like, if you're going to be here and want to brush your teeth, that's what I got. Like, you know what I mean? You probably wouldn't talk that out. And yeah, that to me, no BS is the perfect place for doing this while dating. Because if you want to eat the chocolate cake they bring over, eat the fucking cake. It's fine. Not a problem. And that's what we get to remind ourselves of. Hey, no problem here. What comes up when I suggest it that way to you?
You know, I haven't dated since I've been doing all this thought work, and that
Okay.
sounds like I could probably talk myself there. You know, you know, I'm definitely in a different place after joining No BS. So, yeah, I think if I would handle a situation like a specific situation like that differently. But
So
it's nice to
again,
be
what I want to
reminded
point,
about it.
that's it. Like that's what I wanted to point out was Your brain's doing exactly what human brains are designed to do, which is what are we thinking we're going to do? This dating thing again? Hold on. Let me go back. Let me categorize all the shit from the past and let me bring it forward to you so
Yeah.
that you're prepared. Here's all the problems that are likely going to happen. Now that you know this thought work stuff, the way we do it in OBS, you can be like, oh, no. Oh, wait, no, that's not applicable anymore. Oh, here's how I'll deal with that kind of thing. Not a problem. I want you to work on bringing the temperature down of that kind of stuff. And it's almost like you're fact checking it, right? Like
Yeah.
someone, your brain is writing this whole article on what's going to happen when you go dating. You got to fact check it now and go, well, hold on. How else could this play out? Right? And
Yeah.
how do you empower you to be the you in the driver's seat? And make sure you're not setting up the people you're going to thinking about dating to fail too, right? Like that's kind of what it sounded like. It's like, holy shit, guys don't have a chance in hell, right? They just don't. So, okay. So then we look at, okay, well, what if I just don't make it that big a deal? It is what you're doing. It also doesn't have to have a seat at the table, if you will. We probably aren't going to ask him, wait, I noticed you like have been eating your steak first and not so much up at the potatoes. Is there a reason for that? Like, you just probably wouldn't even think of it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Or question them if they left food. Like, wait. You left food. Is there a reason are you on some kind of program? What's going on? I need to know. No, you're there to connect with the person, and that's definitely something to remind yourself of. How does that feel to you now?
It feels better.
Okay.
It feels like, like it doesn't have to be the thing that I've been making it,
That doesn't mean your brain's not going to say it. Don't forget, like your brain may still bring that up, but now you can fact check. Yeah. Okay. Well, would love to know how it goes over the next month. And you can join us again in February and let us know because it's also likely that something else may come up. So don't be afraid to like make your notes, think about things. Ask the questions in Facebook. I'm in Facebook too. You can tag me there. That's the beauty of this program. Again, is just having access to coaches and to this amazing community who I think have lots of good ideas in here. I'm not sure we'd have to go read them, but by, we get together and we can all talk it through and it helps us see what we may not have been seeing at first glance, right? And I bet there's a lot of OBS women who would love to know, like, how do you find it so easy to just get laid if you want to get laid too, right?
It's been a few years.
Okay, well,
But I mean, a
when,
few
okay,
years
so,
since I've been going to the bars for that.
okay, so here is another example. Your brain brought forth that evidence of like all that talk about I can get laid whenever I want. That's something we don't want to get rid of. So it doesn't mean everything our brain brings up we want to like fact check or like prove it untrue. No, that one, let's just hold on to that. Let's hold on to that belief and let's just act it out, whatever it is, right? Like, so that's why it's so important just to hear whatever it is and then go, oh yeah, I'm good with that, or hold on, that's not working so well for me. Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you for coming up. And I will, unless there was nothing more you wanted to talk about.
No.
All good. All right. Well, it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to
Another
meet you.
curly hair like me. All right. I will put you back down and thank you. All right. I just want to see if there was any comments. Candy says you can't judge a book by its cover. And Angela had mentioned my partner touches my wrist. No one else does it. No one else does, but it's special, but it doesn't need to lead to sex. That's exactly right, Angela. It's a very that the like inner wrist, it's a very intimate spot. I think they erogenous zones, a very intimate spot. So yeah, but it doesn't have to lead to intercourse. There's a lot of new people joining community groups, and that's a great way to get to know people. So you know, a date could be long term, like Toastmasters, Postcards for Democracy, library, food bank supporters, park volunteers, roller skating. Oh, so many things that you can do as an adult. And somebody commented about Anne-Marie's infectious personality. Amazing. I totally would pull up a seat next to you at a bar too. And yes, in no BS, you can have your cake and eat it too. So that is the big thing here, is to recognize that we don't want to forget all of our food stuff too, and the way that we eat in no BS. It doesn't have to impact here. Why do we constantly restrict ourselves in so many manners? Yeah. So, oh, Louise says, my husband and I spend 5 to 15 minutes every morning before we get up snuggling in bed. He says, good morning, beautiful. It's helped me feel more confident in my body. It's a way of connecting and helped with body image. It doesn't need to lead to sex, but sometimes it does. That's beautiful, Louise. Yeah. My husband and I have a nighttime routine that's very similar. He says, good night, beautiful. And I love it. All right. Sarah has her hand up. I am going to bring her up. And then I will definitely get to these questions before we end for today. But if anyone else wants to raise their hand, we might have time for one more. We shall see. There we go. There you go. We should be able to hear you and see
Hello.
you. Hello,
Can you hear me
Sarah. How are
okay?
you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes.
I maybe should have done Q&A because my kids get off the bus in like 10 to 12 minutes.
Okay, let's go.
I have been wanting to get coached for a while, but it's usually parent pickup window, so I just wanted to take the opportunity. My husband and I have been married for about 16 years, and everything is great, especially since joining No BS about 5 years ago. It's really helped us in our marriage and our communication. My question is more about our sex life. We have two youngish kids, and he works out of office. I'm a stay-at-home mom. So what we're finding is a couple things. One, prioritizing that time when we have the opportunity. So if he's working from home and the kids are at school, I'm not always in the right headspace to like take advantage of that, which bums us both out. And secondly, we've kind of determined that I need to feel connected in order to want to have sex, and he needs sexual touch and affection in order to feel connected. And I know that I've heard many coaches say in the past that if you want to feel connected, you have to think connected thoughts. And I try in the moment when I realize that I'm grouchy and it's been a while and I'm feeling disconnected to come up with those, and I got nothing. So I was hoping for some
So
ideas.
what you're going to do is you're going to get a little journal or somewhere private that your kids aren't going to go read them. I don't know how little they are.
I've got
And
a
you're going
kindergartner and a fourth grader, so.
to, okay, so they could read. So you want to keep this private, but what you're going to do is you're going to try to come up with the thoughts, not when you're feeling that way.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, when you're
Like
feeling that
any
way, it's
other
not the
urge.
time. Yes.
Okay.
Create your lifeline ahead of time. Have it ready so that you can go and look at it. Second, my question would be, do you have advanced warning that he's going to be working from home, or is it just like, oh, today here I am?
It's usually pretty spontaneous. And the things that keep me from being in the right mindset, or like at least the things environmentally that I think do, are kind of silly. Like, I wait to take a shower until after I've worked out. And so then I'm too self-conscious that I haven't showered or whatever. And so I like don't really want to have that time. But by the time I shower, maybe the kids are home or, and I, if part of me is like, why can't I just shower again if I need to, and like shower in the morning to just be ready in case those opportunities arise? I don't know. It's so weird. And
Or,
then,
okay, hold on. Let's be clear with ourselves on that one. If, I don't know, like how often does this happen? How often does he
Well,
stay
it's
open
a
that you
little
want to
weird
have him
because
stay there?
he used to work from home all the time. And so
Okay.
that was like a really regular thought I was having was like,
Okay.
okay, but he's recently gone back to work, and so now it's kind of spontaneous. So that thought's probably a little from older from when he was here every day. And I was like, I'm still not making this a priority, even though it's something I say that I really want. And what's really interesting is in the
Okay.
evening, like same thing. Maybe it's the end of the day and I never got that shower. And I'm like, well, I'm just so tired and I don't have the energy or the desire to do that and then climb into bed. But then I'll go to bed and I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm so disappointed that we didn't find time during the day to connect. But it's always like after a little nap, like when I get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom and then I'm not so tired and I'm not so, and then I'm like, like that would have been so great if we would have
Yeah.
prioritized that.
Okay. So at that point, what I want you to consider is how useful those kind of that thinking is.
Sorry, I just saw the chat. She's
Right.
like, wake
Yeah.
him
Wake them
up.
up. Yeah. You totally could. You totally could wake him up. You could also remind yourself, okay, we're not just going to beat ourselves up. Like, what we want to do is, okay, lessons learned. What lessons are we learning? And then move on. Because it would have been nice, okay, but it sounds like your brain's looking for things to beat you up on about all of this.
That tracks.
And yeah, so that's what I want you to keep an eye on is that kind of thing. I agree. It sounds to me kind of like with Anne Marie, where you're using past scenarios against your current self. Focus on what current self is dealing with. If current self is dealing with once a week or once whatever that he's actually going to be home, that might be much more doable for you to do exactly what your brain had already come up with. Okay, so I'm going to shower first in the morning and then whatever, maybe we'll get intimate and then I'll work out and shower again. No
Well,
big
and even
deal.
that is just such a weird thought because he could care less or couldn't care less whether or
Was going
not
to be
I
the
have
next
clean
question.
hair and shaped legs. That's a me thing, and I know it's
Yeah.
wrapped up in just like my general insecurities about my body, and that element just adds to like the insecurity. And so maybe it's a little bit of like a, I don't know, now that I'm talking it out, maybe it's a little bit of like a crutch or like a built-in protective thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because
Well, and that goes back.
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just think it's
No,
interesting
you go
because
ahead.
I feel like that contributes to the disconnection because and then I'm so in my brain about it that even though I'm the one who's saying, oh, I need the connection to get to point B, if my not taking action and then beating myself up for it is then leading to the disconnection, which exacerbates the issue.
Yeah, you're disconnecting from yourself.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
interesting. I'm not
So.
really, I always think of the disconnection coming from him, or like he's not connecting with me.
Yeah,
But
but it's like
clearly
he's
it could be
actually blocked
connection.
off. He's
Yeah.
gotten away because you're disconnecting from yourself. So this goes back to that list I started with at the beginning of the call. Working on celebrating your body and what it can do as opposed to what it looks like.
Yeah.
Thinking
And
of
even doing that is something that I will have to do before I'm in the mindset of it's been a while and now we're disconnected and he's going to be getting antsy and frustrated and I'm not initiating enough. And like it's got to be before I'm in that place.
So, would you be up for some homework
Oh,
of
yeah, totally.
spend 5 minutes a day making some notes about what your body can do, about your own capacity for pleasure, what feels good to you? Just make some notes, random notes on it, but do like 5 minutes a day and do that
Just
gratitude list too with
to
that.
keep it top of mind, like all the
Yeah.
time, instead of once things feel disconnected.
And what you'll be doing as well is making a database for yourself in that little notebook that you can then reflect on those times when you're not.
Okay. Is there any journal prompts that you know of in any of the old like journal courses that talk about like thinking connective thoughts or like generating thoughts that are like that would entice like attraction or I don't really know. Like just something to kind of get your mind right when it's spiraling on all the other things that are just super not sexual, like raising children. Like, is there maybe some ideas as far as like where I can start when I sit down to write?
Yes. So again, just by, first of all, just starting with the things like we've talked about here, you know, what can my body do? What do I find pleasure in? Like focusing on those kind of details as opposed to the, I have to have connective things. You will, the thing, you're going to build the connection by thinking about those things.
Okay.
If you remind yourself about how good it feels to have like hot breath on your inner thigh, right? Stuff like that is then going to get you recognizing that the feelings come from your actual body. They don't, we don't have to, we want to get out of our head, right? In most cases to enjoy pleasure. So the other thing, definitely we can come up with a list about things like that. I'd have to go look and see exactly where's what.
That's okay. I can do that work.
Yeah, I like the search feature on the webs on our website the most because I search for things like that all the time. The other thing to look at is other ways to, when he's home, how do we just, you know, cuddle? How do we work on just bringing that sexy feeling up without it always having to lead to sex? Because more often than not, and I know some people have, I've given this homework assignment to in the past who have then come back and said, well, it did end up in sex. And I'm like, okay, well, but the point is, it doesn't have to. The whole point is to practice just trying to have fun, right? Like trying to have fun with each other. One of the things my husband and I, he slips notes to me. Like when he first started working from home, that's what he would do. He would slip notes under my door. He would go make the bed and like have it all ready. And I'd be like, what's going on? Or he'd slip a note and say, I'll see you in the bedroom at 1 o'clock. And, you know, things like that. Try to have fun with it and to build that connection.
I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense because the pressure of trying to fix it and get connected again sometimes like works more as a obstruction than like fuel to actually fix it. So reminding myself to make it playful and fun like it's supposed to be and not so caught up in the pressure would be good.
If it doesn't lead us to intercourse every time, it doesn't. That's okay.
Yeah.
We will build that intimacy. You know, that's how we're going to do it over time and make it something we, that we want to do.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
Yes. Excellent. Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you. I love these calls. And like I said, I don't always have the opportunity to get on live and I don't typically get coached in general. It's something I'm working on. But I really hope they keep coming because I find a lot of value in them.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate hearing that. And yeah, me too. It's nice. It's nice when people will raise their hand because we all need it. It's everybody's problem is always, you know, dozens and dozens of other people's problem too. Like we all have the same things going on. And I will tell you most recently, similar to your situation, what I actually really, my husband one time just didn't give up. I was like, I'm not in the mood for this. I'm not in the mood. And he just took his time. He was gentle. He was, you know, just massaging and kissing. And I'm like, I literally was lying there going like, and then, but anyways, it got better. And then afterwards I was like, oh, I just thanked him so much for not giving up on me, even though I was in such a shitty mood.
And maybe that's part of it too, is like, I don't like to admit that I still have all of this insecurity after this much time working on it.
Yeah.
And so then I think that if I were to just let him know I'm having a bad body day,
yeah,
like you're going to have to be real patient. then
Yes.
it would open that door to connection rather than me just trying to figure it out all in my head and getting all wrapped up in that.
No. And okay, so here's another tip I'll give you. When you're having a bad body day and you're in your head, the biggest thing is you don't need to fix in your head. You need to get the hell out of your head. That's what you need to do. You need to literally get out of what your brain is thinking about. Stop thinking, start feeling. And I think that's why that worked for me. That was literally just the other day. That's what worked for me was I just stopped. I like okay, I'm just gonna try to let go of what's going on in my head. He's having fun. And so, okay. Like,
I
and
know
then
it's
it
like I want to
wasn't
put
any
myself
fun.
in his head because clearly he's thinking great things about me.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Coach Lisa. I
You
appreciate
are
it.
welcome. Great to see you.
All
All
right.
right. Take
Take
care.
care.
There we go. Okay. We have one more hand raised. I do want to answer these questions, though. Jen says, my husband doesn't give up easily either. Yes, he might sometimes does. And then this just the other day, I don't know, it's like the middle of January blues or something. I just was not in the mood, but he would not give up. And it was amazing. So even better. And like I say, I was so thankful. All right. Anonymous attendee has said, I'm very sexual. My husband is 7 years older and does not have the same drive. So that's extremely frustrating. We've had many talks and nothing has changed. Okay, so keep in mind there's a lot of reasons why that impact our sex drive. I'd be curious about when you say we've had many talks, what does that mean? Are we expecting that we're having talks and therefore our, his sex drive should change? Or what are the talks about? There are so many ways that talks like that could go. And that's what I want you to think through is what am I expecting to have happen? Have we explored medical issues? Have we explored like anything else for him that's going on that changes the sex drive? And have we really put on the table how much sex he wants versus how much sex you want? Is there a place to meet in the middle? Or is it possible that you either get it elsewhere or that you take care of yourself? Like, what else could go on in that situation? So just remember that when you're extremely frustrated, we're probably not in problem-solving mode. So we want to make sure that we're not taking it personally. People's sex drive ebbs and flows, changes, and so you want to work with your husband. It sounds like you're saying he's older and that's part of it. Maybe it is, but then there's a lot of older men who have enormous sex drives. So that's what I would encourage you to look at, is what is the outcome of the question of what I'm the questions and the talks that we've had? What am I looking for? Okay, I think this is the same anonymous attendee that said, I can't stop thinking it's me and my weight. Okay, so that's different. You're making it personal about you. A person's sex drive is not necessarily about you. You could be a supermodel and a man who doesn't have, who has erectile dysfunction or their sex drive is very low. That's not going to make a difference. It's really not. So, and then I also want you to keep in mind that you constantly thinking it's you and your weight, you're going to bring that energy to the table as well. So, or the bedroom, I guess, or the table, who knows? So you want to keep that in mind too. What energy am I coming at sex with? And let's make sure we don't have a lot of built up resentment and that we're dealing in facts. Okay. I'm hoping it's not too personal of a question. Okay. On this call, totally. Somebody said in the chat it could be medication. Absolutely. I know when my husband first started with diabetes medication, had a huge impact. So it could be a lot of a number of things. All right. The next anonymous attendee mentioned, I hope this isn't too personal of a question, and it absolutely isn't because that is what we do this call for. I am single and do not have anyone I'm having sex with. So I, of course, have a toy I use. The only problem is I do not think I have ever orgasmed. Okay. I feel close and then the feeling just goes away. Do you have any suggestions to help? Yes. Try different toys would definitely be one that I would suggest. Try different situations and keep trying. So don't forget to try lubes as well with different toys. That can be very helpful. I also don't forget foreplay. You may be doing it by yourself, but that doesn't mean you can't have a little bit of foreplay. So depending on what type of toy you're using, I want you to keep in mind. And if you aren't sure what I mean by that, if you you said you have a toy, a couple calls back, several calls ago, I did a whole like I showed you all my sex toys basically, or most of them. There are so many different types that you want to try different types. I think there's an actual statistic, 80%, something like that, of women don't orgasm through penetration. So keep that in mind. And depending on the type of toy you're using, I actually can't stand some of these toys that go inside and have like rotating things and pearls and dolphins and things like that. They do nothing for me. They're actually uncomfortable, most of those. So my preference with a toy is one that is clitoral stimulation. I like the ones that they have like a sucking motion. Some folks say the ro rose red and now the blood. Yeah, there are roses. There are several different kinds. I'm totally forgetting the name of one. Hold on. This is what you get when you've been on a call with me. This is the This one is Satisfier. Very much like the Womanizer. See, it has a like your clitoral stimulation there. The Womanizer is the other name. They are direct stimulation to the clitoris. But keep in mind, that's where I talk about a bit of foreplay. Like, you don't want to just go there and that feeling close and then it goes away. That's part of a building orgasm often. So keep going. But maybe you want to change it up a little bit, have some manual massage. Don't forget that your clitoris is not just a little nub. It is more like a wishbone almost and goes down through the labia. So some massage of that area can also really help stimulate things, get the blood flowing. This is probably the guaranteed winner at my house. This is the one that I like the rechargeable one. Now I did used to have the plug-in one, but you know these things age over time. So now I have this rechargeable one. It also doubles as a fantastic back massager. And but it's I find it fantastic for clitoral stimulation as well. So somebody in the chat said also, are you stimulating your brain at the same time? Like reading or watching something that can really help. All right, hopefully I've answered that question. If you have any more questions, don't hesitate to ask. Somebody else said, I have a great husband who's very giving. I'm 53 and my sexual desire has gone down the tubes. I'm just not in the mood. And once we get going, it's usually great, but I simply no longer crave sex. Ideas. Well, this could be like we talked about at the beginning, having those, that gratitude journal, working on the connection and the intimacy and just what your body can do and where you can, how your body experiences pleasure can be really good, right? You want to really address that, work on it in your own mind first, but also you don't have to crave sex all the time just to have it. That's the thing. Like, that is a very common, way things go is once we get going, it's usually great. Yeah. So could we just rely on your husband and how giving he is and him bringing it up? Is it really a problem? That's what I would ask yourself, because it only becomes a problem if we're telling ourselves this isn't the way it's supposed to be, right? What if this is the way and it's okay? We want to question our brains when it says stuff like that, like, well, it's supposed to be such and such a way. And who says, right? So that's what I want you to consider with that. And yes, in the chat, somebody suggested maybe you could have your hormones checked. You totally can. You can check your hormones. You can work on that mental stimulation, that, connection with yourself and your sexuality. Or you could enjoy it just the way it is, too. That's another option. So, lots of talk in the chat about different sex toys. And yeah, so I do have a question that was brought to me that I'm going to answer since we have no more hands raised at this time about the idea of going on vacations. If you've been on these calls before, you've heard me talk about my sexy vacations. We have a place we go to in Mexico called Temptation, and it often I work on my thought work before I go on those vacations because I don't have a perfect body by any means. And there are some people that go there that do. The resort is topless. And so I always have a lot of thoughts before I go. I always have an amazing time once I'm there. And that's one of the key things I remind myself of. But it is one of the things that triggers a lot of those thoughts for me. Somebody brought it to me and said that they just don't want to go off the deep end as they plan for a vacation. And going off the deep end with food and exercise just for the purpose of a vacation and how they're going to look and feel during that time. So my answer to that is that if you have goals, like you want to lose some weight before going on vacation, or you want to build some strength or something like that, set the goals, just keep it separate. Set the goals for what you want to achieve and then go after the goals in the way we teach you in No BS, right? When we talk about things and say, like, well, I don't want to go off the deep end with food and exercise and what I'm doing, that's our thinking that does that, right? Our thinking does that. It's telling us the only reason we're doing this is for a vacation. Maybe it is, but is that the only reason you're doing it? That's what you want to think about. So when we have body image thoughts around vacations, just address the thinking and really question it. It's another one of those things that you get to question. How much does this matter? Am I just believing everything that comes into my mind? Or are there other options? I think that's kind of been a theme through today, that there are always other options of how we could think about things. And sometimes we just gotta to explore that a little bit more. One of the other things that I had on my list to talk to you about today about sexual confidence, that cultivating that acceptance, improving your intimacy, building that strong emotional relationship is building the emotional intimacy by sharing your thoughts, sharing your feelings, and your desires openly with your partner. So I think that also goes back to the anonymous question that I had about, how do I kind of get on the same page, or how do I ideas for increasing my own desire? Be open about it. Be open about what your thoughts are. Maybe start with yourself about what your thoughts are about the intimacy or about the connection or about sex, like whatever it is. And then look at talking to your partner about, is there anything the two of you could work on? By being vulnerable emotionally, it really can strengthen that like the connection that we have, the trust, and we create this safe space that like allows us to connect more. So there are ways you can do this without even talking, that emotional intimacy with your partner, things like that deep eye gazing, holding hands, just being close together, having those heartfelt conversations, right? All of those things are going to go towards that intimate connection you have with your partner. Margaret shared that she enjoys a thrusting rabbit vibrator. Yeah, and I think at the rabbit one, I don't like, because it, but it has a G-spot clitoral vibrator. And that's why, to me, it's so important to try different toys, especially if one's not quite getting you there. It could just be the power. That's why I like this one. I mean, this is very similar to like just a little bullet vibrator, but those will do exactly what the question was in the Q&A. They will not quite get you there. So you need one with a little bit more power. So that's something to keep in mind is how powerful is it? How many, I want to say steps. That's not the right word. I'm seeing if there's like a, how many levels, that would be the word, levels. How many levels does it have? Lorraine says, OMG, so glad I logged in for this and I'm off from work today. Otherwise I would have missed it. I'm new and wasn't sure what to expect. Well, welcome, Lorraine. I'm so glad that you joined us here too. Make sure to go back and watch some of the replays because we have talked about a lot. I shared all my different toys at one point, different things. So you may want to go look for those replays and see what things you've missed. But mark it in your calendar. We do this once a month. And then lastly, I will remind everybody again, I do private coaching. So if you have things that you want to work on, they're a great thing. Like I do a lot of private coaching with women that are working on how to achieve orgasm or are working on how to build that connection in their relationship or to experiment and be willing to. We talk about that all the time. The nice thing about private coaching is it is one-on-one. So it's just you and I. Nobody gets to listen in, unfortunately. And you have me all to yourself. So something to consider. Otherwise, February 18th, if I'm not mistaken, is our next call. If you ever have anything you want to talk about, just tag me in Facebook or send an email to support@pnptribe.com. You will also find me quite often. Coaches, we're doing Facebook Lives. So I'm in there Monday mornings at 8 a.m. Central most weeks. And then a Thursday afternoon, you'll probably find myself or other coaches. So look for those as well if you ever get a chance to just listen on Facebook. Facebook, we can talk about anything there too. And I tend to get coaches to open up too. So as long as I'm there, you can ask me anything. All right. Thank you all for being here tonight and for supporting each other. It's amazing. I love the women as you come to this call. You all support and help each other with all kinds of ideas. Last, there's one quick, but what do you do when he says one thing but doesn't follow through? And how do I not make it feel like it's on me? Even if I know it's not me, I can't help for that to feel like rejection. Okay, well, Luann, we will talk because us deciding something is rejection, that's us deciding it. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what was said versus what you made it mean, right? So if someone says something and doesn't follow through, then you get to ask them why they didn't follow through. Maybe we can save this for next time, or you can email, or we'll connect and try to talk this through. But for everybody, remember that rejection is a feeling and it comes from what we're telling ourselves. So what are we telling ourselves for us to feel that way? And that's where we can go back to the fact checking that we talked about at the beginning of the call. We gotta fact check what our brain's offering us. Is it sure? Is it from old thoughts? Is it from old scenarios? Why is it applying it to this situation? All right. Thank you, Lori, says she loved yesterday's live with myself and Coach Christy. So glad you're loving that. And I will see you all next month. Okay. Bye, everybody.